Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. The sermon this Sunday is on the topic of promises, based on that theme in the book of Deuteronomy. Promises get us excited about the future. When I was in primary school, I wore short trousers. My parents promised me I could wear long trousers when I got to secondary school at the age of 11. How I longed for that day, especially in the cold weather. Imagine my joy and relief when we went shopping for those long, grey school trousers in the summer between primary and secondary school. The promise came true. As we grow older, a tendency towards cynicism seeps into us. People we love don't always keep their promises. We don't keep all of ours. Politicians seem to be professional promise breakers, and saddest of all, we transfer this mistrust to God. Does he keep his promises? How can I be sure it's not all pie in the sky? Then a miracle happens. We study the Bible and discover amazing promises from a God who never lies, never forgets, and never gives up on his promises. We are promised life in all its fullness, John 10, forgiveness of sins, Acts 2, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and much more. We need to hold on to those promises, to call them to mind frequently, to keep them before our eyes. Otherwise, we will forget why we do what we do for God and grow weary. The Israelites faced this same challenge, and the book of Deuteronomy was written to help them and us rejoice in the promises of God. The book starts and ends with promises. Moses reminds them of a time when the promise was delayed in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8. I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them. Now, at that time, they did not inherit the promise because of faithlessness. You can read more about that in Numbers chapter 13, verse 26 to chapter 14, verse 45. At the end of Deuteronomy, Moses directs their vision forward to look across the Jordan and the promise that was about to become theirs. He says this in chapter 32, verses 46 to 47. Take to heart all the words I have solemnly declared to you this day, so that you may command your children to obey carefully all the words of this law. They are not just idle words for you, they are your life. By them you will live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess. Our Christian lives begin with a promise, Acts 2, verse 38 to 39. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we are looking forward to hearing another amazing promise at the end of our lives, Matthew 25, verse 21. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Are we focused on God's promises? I believe that studying the book of Deuteronomy can really help us. We will discover that God wants to bless us, and we will find a motivation to obey his commands based on gratitude. Just as the Israelites were rescued from slavery in Egypt, Exodus chapter 14, we are saved from slavery to sin. Romans 6, verses 16 to 22. Are you wearing your spiritual long trousers? God has them ready for you. Let us trust in his promises. God bless.